Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, we are going to be talking about a really important topic. I have my co-host, Barb, here with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I am. Hi, Johnny. And
hello.
I am excited to be here with our surprise guest.
Right. Sunshine Frost is our guest today. And let me tell you how this happened. I was scrolling through TikTok, and what happened was I saw a TikTok that Sunshine was doing, and you know, Sunshine is someone who I've always seen has been composed and, you know, been able to keep herself together. But this time she was really upset, and she was really worried, and she was, you know, hurt. And I called her after I saw it because I wanted to check in on her. And she said that she wanted to come on the show and talk about what had happened to her. And this is going to be a show where we are asking people to come in and give their thoughts on what happened to Sunshine. Sunshine, why don't you tell us what happened?
So it's really good to be here, Jonathan. So if you guys have never heard from me, my name is Sunshine Frost. I am a natural Christian clairvoyant, and I've been working as a clairvoyant Christian counselor for about 12 years, 7 years on social media. I have homeschooled my children. They're Christian homeschoolers. And I decided to, we've been a member of this church for about a year, which is Revival Christian Church out of Menifee, California in Riverside, California. My family and I, so my husband, me, and our three children, and my extended family all began to attend this church. And my kids decided that they wanted to attend. They had made friends over the summer, and they had decided that they wanted to join the homeschoolers group. They have a school there on the campus. And so we enrolled, went through all of the meetings, which was, like, expensive. It was $700 to join 4 meetings. You had to provide for them all of your shot records, all of your school stuff went into there. It was a big process. It was 3 interviews. We got through all the interviews, started our homeschool schedule. Everything was going great. Bought the kids new shoes, new clothes, put all of the events. There was field trips included with this, Jonathan. There was off-campus events, you know, in the community in San Diego and Los Angeles and Riverside. We were very excited. We put everything on the calendar. My kids had made friends there. We were excited for the beginning of our homeschooling adventure with this church. And we got a phone call a week and a half ago. One of the ladies that runs the program decided to look on her Facebook and found that on Facebook, I do intuitive content creation. So because I'm a clairvoyant, I do creative content based around my gifts. And she called us in a 30-minute conversation. She told me that my family was absolutely banned from going to the church for any reason, field trips or otherwise, with our children, and that God hates what I do, and that I'm unsaved, and that my children, I was demonic. She told me I was demonic for what I did, and that my children, yeah, should want a better example, and she banned us from all activities on the campus, Jonathan and Barbara, as well as off the campus, so they couldn't attend anything.
That is so horrible.
I've never heard of such. A church banning the content that the mother creates, they ban the children, who have, by the way, nothing to do with what I do. They've never been involved in my work at all. 9, 13, and 15, they were very well of the decision that was made against them. And so we tried to overturn the decision because it was the opinion of one woman. And now, Ms. Barbara, I know you have a history as a model. You know that there's always going to be sometimes one person who tries to make life very difficult for you, wouldn't you say?
Yes, and just letdowns of companies that get a woman executive that frowns down upon modeling. And then they shut the whole thing down because it just gets them and they're so jealous. And this is similar, but it just doesn't seem legal that they can discriminate like that. And they're a real school that doesn't seem like that they can do that. I mean, aren't they going to get in trouble for discriminating you?
Well, that's what we thought. And so we did a big campaign to try to overturn the decision and take it to the head pastor and say, look, even if you don't agree with what Sunshine does as an intuitive content creator, you shouldn't be banning children from your school that have nothing to do with it. So this became basically, if you guys watched Harry Potter, and we have TikTok watching, by the way, we have the Psychic Boss page watching. Hello, everybody on TikTok. Make sure you share, like, heart. If you want to call into the show, the number is 516-531-9874. You guys are welcome to call in and comment on this program. But what was so taken back was just that this became like Harry Potter. Do you remember in Harry Potter there was muggles, which are non-magical people, and the magical ones, right? All those that have natural intuitive gifts that are born with. And this basically became a story of, we don't want any magical, we only want muggles in our school. We don't allow people with any intuitive abilities to be allowed in our school. They said the other parents would be so upset if they found out that my children attended school with their children, that this was such like a witch hunt. I couldn't believe it. So when I went live with this content, you guys, so many other people came forward and said that they were cast out of churches, organizations, peer groups, all for similar reasons. And my question tonight is, what exactly are we doing in a church, any church, where we're throwing and banning people out of the church for things that they cannot control?
Happened in my church. This happened when I was 8 or 9 years old, I remember, and I remember thinking it was wrong, and they made an announcement. This was hundreds of people, and they kicked out the music director because he came to them and admitted that he was gay, and they said, you're out, and they kicked him out, and they were, like, proud of it, and they announced it to the whole congregation like it was a good thing that they found out, and they got rid of him. So, yes, I just can't believe that it's happening today, though. And plus, I want to ask you, did she hear you out? Because you are a saved Christian. You are a Christian woman, Christian clairvoyant. So did she even hear you out and let you explain what you really do?
Well, you know, I guess she didn't give me a chance. I have the recording. I'm actually going to be releasing that recording soon. I held on to it in hopes that we could overturn the decision above her based on the pastoral guidance. But at this point, we've just kind of given up hope that we even should be at this place. Because if they're actually instilling the fear in children of having magical or intuitive people around them, that's a very big form of extremism to me.
Well, also, not just that, but you're teaching people to have negative viewpoints about people that are frankly not. I mean, if this were a school that was, let's say they had kicked you out for, say, something racist, race-oriented or something like that. You know, it's like, I don't know if I would want my kids to go to a school like that. Because, I mean, the way that you're talking about people, you know, it's.
That's an extremely good point, Jonathan. You know, I actually did try to seek refuge saying that this is personal discrimination. And I was basically, they asked me, was I gay? No. Am I minority? No. Are my children biracial? No. Are you Muslim? No. Because I'm also Christian and claiming, so is this woman, there wasn't enough dichotomy for them to take the case. And the media didn't want to touch it either because they're like, well, you know, you're Christian, they're Christian. This is just kind of a cat fight. She doesn't like you. And so, but I think it goes deeper than that, guys. I think we're really, I'm asking just the general question in the populace. What are we doing wrong in America when we have more churches per capita than we've ever had, ever, in the country? There's more churches right now than there has ever been. And we have the highest suicide rate. We have the highest abortion rate. We have the highest depression rate. We have the highest divorce rate. And people are leaving the church in droves because they cannot find anybody to actually hear them where they are at in their life without putting on a cover and having imposter syndrome.
Right.
I think the church should be for everyone, and it clearly isn't. And they're pushing people out the back doors. So I've kind of felt that God was pushing me out of this role in the One Tribe, because if I'm sitting comfortable in a church, my entire group is without a leader out in the cold, because a lot of them have left the church for one reason or another and sought a spiritual way of life above a religious tradition. And I would agree that I'm at that point that spirituality is such an individual decision and no one can make it for you, that we're taking the One Tribe in a completely different direction. And I'll tell you, Barbara, to answer your question, she stated, I told her, you don't know me. You don't really know what I do. And she said, I don't have to know that we don't want families like yours here.
Oh, that is so hurtful. I cannot believe you had the gall to even talk to you like that. And it gives Christians a bad name, people like that, the judgmental, don't hear you out. You would not want to be at that school anyway. I agree you should have fought and, like you did. That's good. And expose them, too. But now you wouldn't even want to go there. You wouldn't want your kids to go there now, right?
That was the whole thing. Everybody said to me, we have a lot of mixed feelings. The video went viral on TikTok and on Facebook. It was very viral. We had 70, 80,000 views in the first day because my children were banned. They sent me an actual letter. I have a letter right here and a check. And it says, sorry, our relationship didn't work out. That was the extent of it. And best of luck to you. You know, kiss off, essentially. And they gave me a check included with it. But the point was, I didn't want somebody telling my children where they should or shouldn't go to church because of what I do for a living. What I do is considered appropriate.
How are your children coping with it?
It's not been a good experience. I tried to explain to them. My husband and I both, we did a YouTube video on I have a blog on YouTube. It's called Spirit Uncensored, and we talked about this. My husband said it was very difficult for our son and for us to accept because they made the decision to go there. This is where all their friends were. This is where all of their social contacts are because they're homeschoolers. So they've built these relationships over the past year, and my children are the only ones that have been excluded from movie theater trips, pool parties, bowling alleys, days that are not even on church campus, they're still not allowed to attend. So
you know,
banning.
Well,
the
but
children
I
should have been allowed to go if they wanted. I mean, this is kind of like we're living in days where they go, you know, you're from the wrong side of the tracks. That's what she said to me. You'd be happier at another homeschool. And I said, no, my children are very happy where they're at. And she says, no, you'd be happy somewhere else. And I'm thinking, why are you deciding for my children, who is 15, 13, and 9, what their mind has already been made up? These are their friends. They have every right to be here. They've been baptized. They've been to your church. We've tied to this church. My son actually was getting baptized this Sunday. He's 15. My son was getting baptized in that church this Sunday, September 16th.
And that's so hurtful to watch their mother be treated like this, and they're like probably really hurting inside. That is wrong that they even made your children feel that way, let alone you.
Yeah, well, I try to teach them that, you know, these gifts are from God, and I'm going to continue to be a banner and continue to be a lighthouse, and I'm going to continue to yell this message to every person that will listen and to speak it deeply into their hearts. Everyone on this planet is an intuitive person. And everybody comes from source, creator, no matter what you call him. And we all have intuitive gifts, and they are a gift from God. And I'm not going to let people continue to be abused when we're one of the very last people to have freedom. You know, women finally got the right to vote. minorities, thank God, are finally coming around and getting more equal rights, more equality. Now we're trying to get, you know, people that have different orientations, their rights established so they can get married and have health insurance and be treated with equality. Where is the time for the people that have these gifts to be treated fairly? Where is the time when people with intuitive gifts, children that were born this way, are going to stop being called demonic? They're going to stop being called unsaved. This is absolute heresy. It's nonsense. This stuff was written in 1515. It's not accurate. Medium was not even added to biblical scriptures until 1941. Medium was never quoted in the original Bible or the original text for 420 years. So we added that in 1941 to cover the spiritualist movement. And at this point, I don't even call myself a Christian clairvoyant because of this experience has been so damaging. At this point, the One Tribe is Unitarian, which means we believe all souls are reconciled to God in due time, and we love the consciousness of Christ. But we don't identify with any specific religion at this point.
I wanted to comment on something else because this is what I wanted to say. You know, a lot of times when we talk about kids that get to go to school, I think what we forget is what the kids actually do for the school. Your kids, you know, are wonderful, and they really missed out by not letting the kids go there because of what these kids do for the school or what they could do for the school. Does that make sense?
Yes, I agree, because, and that's such a dangerous, I mean, don't you think, Barb, when you're teaching, she says to me, the other parents wouldn't want you and your kids around them. I said, why are my children dangerous? Why are my children dangerous to the other kids? And she says, well, they're not. And she says, but we walk in the light of Jesus Christ. We are grace saved and covered in the blood. And I said, then why are me and my children not saved by grace? And she says, well, I don't know that they're not, but we just can't have them around the other children. And I'm going, oh my gosh, this is so segregated. And this is so eerily echoes of racial discrimination because someone was too black to attend or too dark or mixed race or had the wrong language or the texture of their hair. This is so extreme in the ideology. I'm disgusted with it. I can't be more disgusted by kicking any child out for any reason from any organization, whether it be sports, church, schools, or anything that was designed for the education, welfare, and enrichment of children, to discriminate against them for any reason. I'm completely against. Disgusted.
Oh, me too. And I am logging on to Facebook to view what you have shared. And I hope that you really do keep exposing them. Was it just this one person from the church that you talked to? I'm wondering if all of the members feel this way.
You know, the great thing is I never actually experienced a single bit of bad publicity. I came to church for a year. I was treated with love and respect. Everybody in the church body, the family body of Christ that I dealt with, were excellent. They loved on me, the children. We loved all of our summer programs. We attended everything that they had. It was this one woman, and she's a public figure. She's actually the head of the homeschool coalition there. Her name is Michelle Becerra. I don't mind mentioning it because she's public. I'm not exposing anything that's private. She has been on other podcasts.
Right, could I get her last name again? Please spell.
Michelle was her first name, Becerra, B-I-C-E-R-R-A. And she is the head of the homeschool organization. She said it was her choice to ban us. And it was based on a video that she saw where I said that you should and that you do have angels and guides. And she told me that this is a Catholic teaching and that Catholics are not Christians.
Oh, gosh. There's no getting through to this woman. She's just going to be impossible. And she doesn't even seem to care about any repercussions. But it just seems like a school registered professionally should not be able to discriminate against your children who have nothing to do with what the parents do.
That's where this is. If you don't agree with religion, fine. If you're a spiritual person, that's fine. A lot of people said, and I've had a lot of hate that's come back my way that said, well, you should have known if you're doing something demonic and against the Bible, you should have expected this to happen. You shouldn't be doing demonic things in front of your children. You shouldn't be bringing your children to hell with you. I personally don't understand that. If you really think that what I do is wrong on an intuitive level, why wouldn't you want your children, why wouldn't you want to take the kids in and teach them a biblical view, worldview, and teach them how to be better Christians? Wouldn't you want to teach them how to be better Christians?
I thought Christians meant that Christ-like, and Christ loved everybody, and he tried to witness to everybody. They are definitely not Christians. They are calling themselves that, but they're not. And I feel so bad that you're going to change your title, because I loved the Christian clairvoyant title, and but they really just ruined that for you. And that's too bad.
I know.
That really is bad.
It has never changed. I have threatened her with a lawsuit. I've talked to attorneys. I've talked to the press. At this point, I mean, it's a self-destructive organization that's going to self-destruct from the inside out. She bragged. I'm going to be releasing video. It's a recorded 23 minutes, but that's why I didn't release that because it's so long, you know. But
yes,
she said in, done this to hundreds of other families, and they keep the funds, $700. The only reason I got my money refunded is because she realized how many followers I had in the hundreds of thousands. She refunded my money from the... Because she knows that would have absolutely been a lawsuit had she not refunded my money. But again, without even, she never even gave me a letter as to why. She never gave me a letter as to why they were terminating me. She said it was at her discretion to decide the type of families they wanted that program and to just throw people out. And, you know, I'm here for three reasons today, Ms. Farb, because you guys know I could have came on here and did your readings, which I love to do. I love the blog talk, Life, Laughter, Happiness, Family. I've been with you guys for now. We've been over a year and a half, 2 years almost.
Wow. We love having you for that, too. But this
we
is
do.
Important. When Joni told me what happened, I just thought, oh, for sure, let's get her on. I want to expose. I also, on the end of the show, Joni, we should put the exact name of these people and their establishment, church, school, because we should expose this.
I want more people to my awareness, my job in coming here wasn't to blast anybody, really. It's really to raise the awareness and the red flag that people are born with intuitive gifts. And if you are a Bible-based Christian, if you are an intuitive Christian, if you have Christian friends, if you have family that's based in the church, they're all going to say the same three scriptures, Deuteronomy, Leviticus, and there's a couple at the end in Revelations and some in Matthew. But basically what they're using is a few scriptures that were denoting of the times that Jesus lived in and those prophets lived in when there was sorcery that included bloodletting. They would take the ashes of a person, make a tea, drink it. They would whip themselves over the grave. They would cut themselves and bleed over the grave. They were trying to summon the dead in a very horrific and heinous way. And they had no faith that the soul ever went to God. They believed by ingesting the person's sacred remains, they would get a part of that soul to be a part of them. Super primitive. We see this in really old tribal cultures like cannibalism and things that we think have been eradicated. The Bible specifically was talking about those cannibalistic and very deeply, you know, their practices were very, very dark. They were not talking about the tribes of Israel, where the tribes of Levi were all intuitives and would wear a breastplate with 12 stones to divine the future. They would tell them if the sun was going to shine, if the rain was going to rain, if the crops should be planted, if someone was going to go to war against the tribe of Israel, where they should gather, where they should go to war. I mean, there was intuitive people. They were called seers or seeresses, prophetesses in the Bible. And people often tell me you should use that title. I don't want to. Number one, at this point, it shouldn't matter. And number two, if you guys try to list a business on Google, which is where this all started, Google does not have a drop-down menu for prophetess, healer, Reiki, intuitive. There's only one title I could go by, which is psychic and astrologer. So
you know,
I'm automatically by that.
I want to say something, you know, like, for example, I am going to do some things where I'm going to be building, you know, Roku TV channel, and I have an internet TV network. And the reason I'm bringing this up, Sunshine, is because you have a channel on it. And whenever I make channels, there is no category for anything paranormal. The only category that I can really choose for what you do, which makes some sense, is entertainment or education, which I guess is what you do. But, you know, you kind of would probably describe it in a little bit more broader terms. But does that make sense, or?
Yeah, it's hard, right, Jonathan? It's hard to find. There is no category. You either go by minister, which they're not looking for a minister. They're looking for an intuitive guide.
Right.
Or they're looking for someone to be a grief counselor, which I've often put grief counselor because as a medium, it's a natural gift, guys. I do not do anything to have this gift. As Jonathan and you know, Ms. Barb, I've told you guys, I was born this way. I was born this way. I cannot change it. My mother was born this way. Six of my aunts out of 11 have this gift. My grandfather was a prophetic Baptist minister who had the largest congregation ever in the small town of Georgia that we live in because he could predict storms. He could predict the fallout from the economy, Wall Street. He could predict disasters, presidential elections. He would preach on things, and they would happen weeks later. So this is a very pronounced, profound gift that has been in my family for now. I'm going on the seventh generation that I know of. And to see that the church is still so ignorant of their own scriptures, which in 1 Corinthians says, Paul stated that every believer should desire the gift of prophecy and the gift of discerning of spirits. I mean, this is written because Paul saw these traits and spiritual gifts on display in Corinth when he appeared there. This is why he wrote them. And to see that people can naturally be born with these gifts and these little children are turned away from the church and told things that they need possessions. I've heard people say they need to be. I've been baptized four separate times in four separate religions. I am Baptist, Mormon, born-again Christian, as well as Pentecostal. I've been baptized four times, and this gift has never decreased. It has only increased by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. So it's really, we're living in some times, we really need to open your eyes, people.
Yes, and this is maybe a blessing in disguise because around the corner might be somewhere so fabulous for your kids to go where you're going to be welcomed and so happy. And there's a reason. Don't you feel that there's a reason that this happened? You're such a strong woman. You're going to turn this into something.
Yeah, you know, Barb, we've decided in the One Tribe to just do an Unchurch Me movement because so many people have been unchurched, and I did want to add them to the call list so they could just talk about their experiences. But this isn't unique. I mean, I thought this was unique, and it is not unique at all. This is such a common experience. Yes, I mean, by the thousands, people have told me, I was baptized. People tried to exorcise me. I was told never to speak about it. My mother smacked me in the mouth for predicting when someone would die, or I would know something I shouldn't have known. And these clairvoyant, God-given talents and abilities are being suppressed as they have been since the witch hunts, since the witch trials. We've been doing this for 630
years. Like a witch.
Yes.
They are treating you like one.
100%. They tell me
and
I am.
So weird. Believing in Jesus, that's paranormal. They believe in the Holy Spirit. But yet,
Will you talk to me? And I said, yeah, you're a spirit. I'm a spirit. So is God. God is also a spirit. I don't know what you're getting on with. And she says, I saw one of your videos where you said all paths lead to God, and you were wrong. Only the path of Jesus Christ leads to God, and the rest basically go to hell. And I'm like, wow. So you're the gatekeeper of that knowledge.
Sunshine, we have somebody who wants to comment. Can I put them on?
Yeah. Yes,
okay.
Please.
Patricia, you are live on the air. We would love to hear your comments on the issues here.
Hi, Sunshine Frost. Barbara, you know, thank you all for bringing me on the show. I am just in awe that you and your family are going through this, and especially the children. This is awful to ostracize you and, I mean, to ostracize the children, yourself, your family from this church. And, you know, to hear you, well, to understand as a Baptist myself, as a Christian, that God welcomes us all in all walks of life. But it is the people who proclaim to walk, like Barbara said, Christ-like, but they don't operate in such ways. It's like we're in a spiritual warfare. And,
yes.
You know, it's the devil is recruiting for his army, and there's a recruit there, and the Lord is recruiting. And it's more so apparent in these days than ever before.
Yes.
As I did, you know, my experience here on this earth, it is so sad that when people cannot understand things, or if they just don't want to understand, they deal with them in two ways. One way is they just don't address it, or two, they make it evil. It's so evil, and then they label it. And then they, like your family and your children, then they proclaim to keep it away from others. But I agree with Barbara. I think that this is not a place you would want your family. If this is what's going on, if this is their way of, if this is their way of operating in Christ-like, this is not Christ-like. This is man's way of thinking, a way of operating. This is not Christ-like at all. But the way, the children, how would this affect them long-term? It is just not right. These are their friends. This was you all's church. And so
yes.
How will they feel? How will they feel about their friends? And how will they feel about how their friends feel about them to hear someone saying their mother is demonic or their mother practiced this because they don't understand the gift? The gift is from God.
Exactly.
I don't know why it's not being talked about in the church. Absolutely. Thank you so much, Ms. Trish. I agree with you.
It's awful. It's heartbreaking. I am so sorry you and your family is going through this, but God will have the last word. And like you
exactly.
said, that place is going to get a shake up from the inside out, and we're all going to watch. This thing is going to get bigger than this. We're going to watch how that place will demise.
Yes.
No.
Thank you so much.
Barbara, do you have anything to say about that? Or?
You see, did you hear the spirit was in her? I could feel it. Did everybody that was listening to Miss Trish, did your arms
yes.
just stand up? Goosebumps. Did
yes.
everybody just feel that?
I
That's
did.
The anointing of the Holy Spirit. When someone is holy, when they are filled with the Holy Spirit, and they begin to teach, and they begin to speak the word, and they're affirming it, that Holy Spirit begins to move in you, and your whole auric field is disturbed, and you get chills everywhere. Amen. Thank you.
I am on fire. Yes, I am
yes.
on fire. Like you said, the hairs are standing up on my arm because it is absolutely dishonoring of Christ to
exactly.
serve in such a way and try to denounce everything he is about. He is in you. He is Christ-like. You are Christ-like. You do serve the people on his behalf. You do walk the walk. They are not. And how dare they do this to you, the gifted one? He chose you. We are
yes.
all chosen. We all have our mm-hmm. gift. But some of us are more gifted, more aware, but we all are his children. How dare do that? How dare they do that?
You know,
and he will.
He knitted every single person in the womb. Every single one of us is God's children. How dare they? I agree.
Thank you so much. Mr. Sunshine just joined us in the studio for a minute. You guys are going to hear his voice. Say hello, Mr. Sunshine.
Hello, everyone.
Okay.
So, Mr. Sunshine,
thank you,
ma'am,
for calling in.
Thank you so much, Mr. God bless you. Mr. Sunshine, I just want to ask you, what was this? They asked me, Ms. Barb especially, she said, what was this like for the children?
One of the roughest things they've gone through. They were heartbroken over it. They the home there and from the cast us out the way they did, it was just heartbreaking for them. That's the best reaction.
And you called the church multiple times.
They wouldn't speak to me.
Yeah, and he's the father, and their rules by bylaws state if one parent is a Bible-based Christian attending a congregation, the children are covered by his association, and they denied their own covenants from, this is from Revival Christian Academy, it's written in their handbook. They did not follow their own protocol because this woman had a witch hunt out for me personally. I've never known her. No one knows what I did for a living. I never talked about it. I never stood up in church. I never spoke. I've never advertised anything. No one knew at all.
Nope. She went and sought you out.
She said, what did she say? Because he's heard the recording.
Oh, she had, on her own, just happened to look up Sunshine's
name
and found that, this is what she does, and she's against Christ, and she's not saved.
And I was demonic.
Ramblings of a
very religious spirit, hyper religious spirit.
She could be jealous too. I mean, you are a beautiful blonde young mom who is spunky, bubbly, vivacious, and your name is Sunshine Frost. It just like bugged her. Something about that bugged her that she had to go look you up, and then that really bothered her. So I really do think it stemmed from that, now that you're telling me that she sought you out alone and nobody in the church even knew what you did. She went and sought you out on purpose. Yes.
Yep. By happenstance, she happened to look her up.
On her private time, guys, this is where we're getting into some really serious – this is where we're getting into some serious stuff. Like I said – You could be a Buddhist, Hindus. We have people of all backgrounds and faiths in the one tribe, and we welcome them with open arms. We're not here to convert anybody. Our true religion is that of love, and we teach love to all of our followers in the one tribe, that we are God's expression of love on this planet.
And no judgment.
And no judgment of anybody. Mm-hmm. We welcome gay, straight, black, white, polka-dotted purple, Christians, Catholics, gypsies. We've welcomed Wiccans. We've welcomed everybody, Muslims and the one tribe spiritualists. We've even had atheists, which don't stay atheists very long.
Mm-mm.
Once they sit for a while and start listening to the, God has to be real. There's no way.
Oh, I love that.
You know what Jesus in the streets and hypocrites in the seats.
Yeah.
Jesus needs to come back to the people who love him and the people that he served, which were poor, lost, sick souls. So Jesus was there in that moment to find them. And Jesus is an amazing, Christ wasn't even his last name, by the way, guys. Christ just simply was a moniker that he was labeled with because he was such an ascended consciousness.
What was his last name?
Nobody knows, because it doesn't matter. Krishna, same thing, lived 432 years before, 5,000 years before Christ. He was also born of a virgin. He also had the ability to perform miracles. Then we have Buddha, 432 years before Christ, also had an amazing story. Who's to say that this isn't all one soul being reincarnated through different people at different times?
Well, yeah, and if she doesn't like you, she should really not like Jesus, if she really believes in all of the stories in the Bible. I mean, he parted the seas. Isn't that too voodoo for her?
Well, look at John. John was the last book that we have. We're still, every pastor worth his grit is doing some sort of Sunday service where he gets on the CBN or TBN network and he tries to decipher the works of Revelation, how we're living in end times. I know nobody could turn on the TV or the radio without hearing the words, living in the last days. We're living in
right.
the time of Revelation. Right? Okay.
You know, actually, it's funny because it seems like that is like the one thing they love to bring up is always, it's this book of Revelations is what they bring up. They don't, because it's obvious. I mean, what you do is you scare people into believing the other stuff, you know.
But you know what? Who is one of the most famous? I could tell you all day that Jesus was a clairvoyant. He knew who would deny him. He knew who would do it. He knew that Peter would deny him three times. He knew that when he was sleeping, he would be taken by the soldiers soon. He predicted multiple things, but people will say, well, that was the Son of God. But John the Baptist was not the Son of God, and he predicted things in the island of Patmos while he was in exile that to this day were so profoundly prophetic and so future forward that the things he was explaining, he didn't even have a proper vernacular for because they had not even been invented. He talked about spaceships going to and from Earth, wars, nuclear warheads. He talked about everything that would happen in the end days, the leaders that would rise up, you know, the Kingdom of England being the lion, Russia being the bear, Rome being the woman that sits on many waters. This is where the Vatican, these are things he couldn't even have known, and yet he was so psychically, intuitively gifted to write the entire book of Revelation, and yet we that anyone with these gifts should ever be in church. Come on, people.
Absolutely.
Open your eyes and wake up.
Please.
Do we have any
and
more
I know
color?
You're a type of person too bad.
No, we don't.
Hold
but,
on, please. Just a minute, please. I know, I just wanted to clear this up because when I was saying expose them, I'm not trying to retaliate and get revenge. I am merely saying that if you give up and don't keep trying to expose what is wrong, then, I mean, how are your children going to feel? They're going to like that you really fought till the end to take this establishment basically down. They need to be taken down.
Well, I'm just trying to make, I don't think the establishment can be brought down because right now in the last days, in these days, I'll say we have an active spirit. The spirit that's destroying the church in these days right now is not what people think. People think it's the Antichrist spirit. It's actually not. The religious spirit is what's at work inside of the church, ripping apart the very fabric that it was founded upon, which is equality, love to all, acceptance of all, forgiveness to all, and being one in the body of Christ, one in the oneness. That is what we're here for. And the spirit of religion is deeply seated in the church. It's in every pulpit, and it's ripping the churches apart from the inside out. That's why they're not surviving. Church populations are going downward. And I tell you what, the unchurched movement in the One Tribe, we're going to have service right out in the open in these beautiful places. Our first retreat is completely free. It's in Sedona, Arizona, October 13th and 14th. We hope everybody drives from California, Arizona, Utah, everywhere, to come to this free event. I will be doing a service there. Mr. Sunshine will be with me. Raina Energy Healer, we're going to be doing the same thing they would have done in the old days, right out in the open, preaching and teaching right out in nature. No cost to anybody. It's completely free. We hope you guys will come and join us. I have some on my website. I'm going to have it. Yeah. So we're just taking that. And we're hoping to unchurch movements all over the country and let the One Tribe gather together and hear some beautiful teachings, and to be one in the body.
Well, that sounds wonderful. So October 13th and 14th, the One Tribe, which is really a church, your group of people, a group of people who are studying the same thing. Isn't that called a church? So you already
and
have
actually,
a church.
Yeah. Do you want to know what the definition of a church is?
I actually studied this in school.
Okay, this is what it is. It is assembly of those who are called out. There is not one word in that definition that says anything about a building. Not one word.
Amen.
And what?
Well, I think we would be about a building. It's a group of
it's
people.
Not.
Assembly it's, of people. Say it again, Johnny.
Assembly of those who are called out. That's what it is. It has nothing to do with the building, not one aspect of it. I mean, and it sounds like based on what you just said and my definition, the One Tribe is a church. I mean, wouldn't you think so? Doesn't your One Tribe fit that definition?
Well, we call ourselves a soul collective of love and oneness. I've never really defined us that way, but we are part of this one unchurched movement. And the unchurched movement is about bringing the consciousness of Christ as well as the teachings of many other sages to help us come more into the oneness of peace. And we want to do this all over the country, and we're not worried about buildings. Christ didn't sit in $100,000. Did he sit, honey?
No, that was what my comment was going to be. If any of these people went to look in the Bible, Christ was in a field. Christ was by a river. He preached wherever he was. He wasn't limited to a building or one belief. He taught the masses where they were. He fed them with fish and bread in the middle of a field by the thousands.
You know, we got to get back to what we're meant to be here for, which is love, unconditional love, compassion, understanding, helping or heal ourselves, helping to heal each other and raise the vibration of the planet. That's always been the mission of the One Tribe. It will continue to be. That's not going to change. If anything, they lit a huge fire under me and Mr. Sunshine and Raina Energy Healer and all those that were a part of this process. Because I tell you what, we are here for the prostitutes, the drug addicts, the addicts, the single moms, the single dads. We're here for those that want to seek a better way of life for themselves. And it's irregardless of your religion. We just want to love you. We want to help you get on a higher path. We want to help you believe in yourself and know that these gifts are from God and that he gives them according to his will, not yours. And people all over the world have had near-death experiences and many other life-changing experiences, and it's been beautiful to watch them come together. But I'm excited about this. Yeah, thank you so much, you guys, for having us. And I agree that this is not something, if I just calmly went into the darkness, then my daughter and my grandkids would have to deal with this type of discrimination. If I can be that voice like Rosa Parks saying, we're not going to move to the back of the bus. We have every right to be here. We have every right to be heard. We have every right to be in every assembly, in every church, in the nation, and across the world. And that means we've made a difference.
Yes. And could you please do a shout out of everywhere we can find you? Because I'm on Facebook right now. And you have a few different profiles. Where do you want to send people today to hear more about this message?
Yeah, actually, that's a great question. There's a lot of fake profiles.
Oh, there's a lot of them.
So you can tell me about that. We have about six.
Yeah, TikTok's covered in fake profiles.
Facebook.
Facebook has fake profiles.
Instagram.
Yeah, I haven't been on Instagram in a while, but yeah. Everywhere
go to your website.
Jump on the wagon and change a letter, change a period to create a fake page and try and lure people away.
So the best way to find me is to go to my website.
www.sunshinefrost.com.
And you can just actually, you can hit Bing now. I'm on Bing. If you just say, Bing, who's Sunshine Frost? It's going to come up. If you say, Google, who's Sunshine Frost? If you say, Siri, who's Sunshine Frost? Thankfully, I have a big enough public media presence to be everywhere, but my TikTok account is Spirit Doctor because I'm getting my doctorate in theocentric psychology and Doctor of Divination. I'll come back on the show when I'm the doctor and you can call me the actual doctor. We're headed toward that, and we'll do some life work. I'll do some life coaching on your show and help people. But sunshinefrost.com, and what you actually want to do, there's a landing page. You can put in your email, and then you'll be on my email list. And any events coming to your area, you can email me personally. We do check all of our emails.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And if you say, Sunshine, please come to the Red Rocks in Colorado. We would love to host you. Me and Mr. Sunshine will put that on the calendar. We'll raise the vibration in your area, draw some attention. I'll come out. We'll do a free teaching, preaching. I'll be there to do sessions afterwards. My husband and Raina will be there to do healings for you. So it's just going to – we want to make this a grassroots. Obviously, it's very organic and bootleg, if you will. I mean, we don't have a big church promoting us, but we believe that what is right, and when people get together with passion, they can make anything happen.
Absolutely.
That's right. Good. And I hear it in your voice that you're already feeling better. So I'm so happy that we have this platform for you to come out and share, and just talking it out and hearing a caller really helps, and being understood and being supported. And we sure support you, Sunshine. So thank you for sharing what happened.
We love you, and we are so happy. Every time I come on the show, we just talk about what a beautiful relationship. And again, we just send out a call to everybody. No one is outside of the One Tribe. Jonathan and Barbara are One Tribe. We're going to send them their hoodies. They're getting sweatshirts, hoodies. We're coming out with some Unchurch Me movement. And we're going to be sending some love. So we're getting together some beautiful statements that you can wear to let people know that you are part of a beautiful spiritual family that supports you in the energy. And I just look forward to everything the One Tribe is going to be doing this next year coming up.
Yep.
We keep expanding.
So everybody, check out sunshinefrost.com and get that information, all the details, to head to Mr. Sunshine and Sunshine event for energy healing and so much more in Sedona, October 13th and 14th. Wow, sounds wonderful, you guys. And we love what you do. And you touch so many people in a positive way. I think that this, it might even bring more awareness just to you guys and double and triple, quadruple your followers. Yes.
All here for the love. We're all here to learn. I'm not above anybody. I'm just before them to remind them of who you all really are, which is beautiful, eternal beings. You came from love, and you're going back to love. And I'm just grateful. Thank you guys for letting me be here. I know I've taken a little extra time. Again, you guys can find me at Spirit Doctor Sunshine Frost Nightly on TikTok. And my Facebook is Sunshine Frost Master Intuitive. It has 6,000 followers. Our YouTube has 104,000 followers. Look at the number count. It'll help you a lot. My backup page is The Psychic Boss. And we just love you guys. We're so happy. Thank you for letting us be here. I appreciate everything you guys do for me.
Well, thank you.
You are
thank
welcoming you our love to the One Tribe.
Thank you so much, guys. You have a great day, and God bless.
Good night, everyone.
Bless.
Good night, Barbara.
Too. Good night, Johnny. Thanks, everybody. Goodbye for now.